welcome to the Best of the Left podcast with an explanation today of the system by which the show shall be saved. Welcome to the show, everybody. Let me just start right off by saying that if this is the first show that you have downloaded or listened to from the Best of the Left, please just stop this episode. This is not what the show sounds like in the least, except for the intro music is the same. But everything else is different. This is not an episode of the Best of the Left by any stretch of the normal imagination. This is an update to a previous show. And if you know what I'm talking about, then you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go listen first to any other episode so you know what this show is all about. And then most particularly the Half-Cent Tax show, because this is the follow-up to that episode. So, now that everyone who's listening knows what I'm talking about, let me just say right off the bat that the show has been saved. No actual work has been done towards producing the next episode, the next real episode, but just based on the reaction I got from the Half Cent Tax show, I guarantee that it will not be long. I mean, boy, did somebody call for the cavalry or what? Because one showed up, and I'm actually, as I'm sure you can tell by the tone of my voice, I'm very excited about the future of the show. Lots of things I think are going to be happening that I have wanted to happen for a long time, and this is the perfect excuse to make it all kind of come together into one big new movement. So basically, well, first of all, let me just explain. It's been a couple of weeks since I think a couple of weeks sounds right, or a week and a half or whatever, since I posted that that Half Cent Tax show, and I've been exhausted since then. I can't even describe how good of an idea it was for me to put the show on hold when I did. I couldn't have known at the time, but my work schedule went up from the already kind of ridiculous about 9.5 hours a day that I was working at my regular day job, and it went way up to like 11, or just today I had a 12.5 hour day at work, and that's ridiculous. I mean, there's no excuse for that kind of unreasonableness. So basically, I've been exhausted. Things have been a bit slow going. The system that's now in place, I've had the idea for it for, you know, almost 2 weeks, and then it just meant that I had to implement this system and get it ready for public consumption. And it's been slow going. Last weekend was entirely consumed by my trip to the very beautiful, if a little dry during the summer, Kern Valley, where I had been invited to speak at my highly anticipated first ever speaking gig. In case you wanted to know, it went pretty well. You know, I give all the credit to the organizers of the event, the good doctors of Kernville, and they did a great job. And from what I understand, I believe it was the most successful, political festival, I don't know, like ever. I mean, the people who were around, the people who go to these types of festivals all the time, up and down the state, maybe even outside the state, all over the West Coast, but definitely all over California, they said they go to these things all the time. They've been to every political festival in the state all year, or all, you know, whenever it was. And they said this is by far like the most successful one they'd been to. You know, just the pure attendance kind of like blew everyone else out of the water. And so the final head count, the attendance was up around like the 160 mark. And so maybe that number doesn't sound like enormous. It wasn't thousands, but you know, like 160 people when we were expecting, you know, the original plan was for like 20. And the word got out and people started showing up, got covered in the newspaper, and, you know, everybody got interviewed and the organizers did a great job and people showed up and everyone had a good time. So it was a really good experience. And, so it's possible, you know, the hope is that the audio and or video of that, event will eventually be available and you'll actually be able to see me, make much less of an ass of myself than I expected. And so I will be bringing that up whenever that becomes available. So anyways, things have just been a little bit slow going. A few days ago, I thought, okay, I have these three things that I need to do, and none of them are big. I can get them done tonight and make the announcement. It'll be great. And those three things ended up taking 3 days because I've just been deciding that sleep was more important than really rushing this whole thing. So I'm going to try to keep this short, but I'm going to explain what's going on. Keep in mind, maybe as lethargic or tired as I may sound, I'm extremely excited about this. I think, you know, if you remember from the previous show that wasn't entertaining at all, like this one, where I just talked for an hour, you know, part of my goal was to A, do much less work myself, and B, in turn, make the show sustainable and have it really just work for the long haul. And I think that both of those things are going to happen. One analogy that a listener wrote in with that I liked, and I believe I told the person I was going to steal it, was that I'm promoting myself from the reporter up to the editor, basically. And well, of course, I was the reporter and the editor before, but the idea now is that the content for the show is going to be provided at least almost entirely by the audience itself. And I mean, this isn't just going to mean that I have less work to do, but I think that it'll really end up being a better show because of it. It's going to have a little bit more variety. And, you know, there's only so much liberal radio to go around. So I'm guessing that the same clip is going to be suggested by multiple people. And so, in a way, there's going to be a bit of a voting system going along where, you know, one clip gets suggested by a bunch of people, it's definitely making it in the show, you know. So, anyways, that's the vision. So now let me explain how it's going to work. I had about 6 people write in, and they had about the best idea that I couldn't believe I hadn't thought of myself. See, my original idea was that, you know, anyone who wants to help, send me an email, and kind of whenever you come up with something, just email it to me. If you have information about a clip you want to be used, send me the information. If you have a clip, you know, if you've actually done the work to clip it out, then send me the clip. And I realized just by the emails I got asking, how can I help? By the way, thank you for all of those. I'm sorry I couldn't really get back to everyone. I would have just been answering the same question over and over and over again. And like I said, I have not had enough sleep in the last couple of weeks as it is. So this is my response to all of you, because, I mean, you all just asked, like, how can I help? And I mean, I was left a little bit speechless. Let me just say, the response was more than I expected, and it lifted my spirits immensely. So thank you for all of that. But anyway, so my original idea was that people could just email me, and I'd work out a system somehow. And I realized just getting all those emails and responding to the half-cent tax show that I would implode under the pressure of that many emails coming in. You know, this is a clip you should use, or here's a list of clips you should use. You know, go find them and clip them out. Or just, you know, here's a clip, check it out, that sort of thing. I mean, I'd be getting hundreds of these, you know, eventually, maybe not immediately, but as the show goes on and I continue to say this is a community project, contact me to provide help. I mean, I'd end up getting hundreds of these, and that's, you know, that's not sustainable in any way. So anyways, I had about six people who had this great idea to really make this a true community effort. And it actually ties into something that I've wanted to do from the beginning of the show. I've always wanted this to be a very interactive show. You know, I mean, it's very political, obviously, and people really need to have the opportunity to speak with each other when talking about politics, instead of just, you know, receiving information in a one-way stream. It should be not only a two-way road between myself and the listener, but also listener to listener. And the way everybody does this is with an online forum or a message board. If you're not familiar with them, they're easy to get used to. You will have the chance to get used to it. And just keep in mind that about 3 weeks ago, I hated forums with a fiery passion, and I've kind of broken myself in and just reluctantly admitted that they are actually a really good tool, and they're not really that hard to use. So if you don't know what it is or how to use it, I'll explain more in a bit about it and how it's going to come into play. But give it a shot, and you know, I know where you're coming from. If you're not familiar with them, I hear you. So I've always wanted to have a forum of some sort where people could talk, have it be the Best of the Left community, and instead of a, you know, I give you these clips and you listen and then you get all fired up and then you go home and go to bed, you go home and get online and chat with other people who heard the same thing and get into fiery discussions and talk about what you're going to do, and then you all light your torches and grab your pitchforks and we all run out in the street and take back our country, that sort of thing. So that's always been what I would like to happen. And now, with this new project that I guess I'm calling it the Best of the Left podcast version 2.0. That's going to be the next, it's the next phase of the show where the listeners are getting involved with this whole contributor project. This gives me a great excuse to build a forum. And so what I've actually done is, instead of building a forum, I'm just co-opting a section of a forum that already existed. For any of you who don't know or don't realize what the connection is, I am and the Best of the Left, we, as if you know what I'm saying, I'm a founding member of, or, you know, one of the founding members of the Progressive Podcast Network. We're a network of podcasts. We're all progressive, hence the name. And we have a website, newmediarevolution.org. We have a blog that you can find there. And we also have a forum. The forum is the newest thing. It just launched. We're all very excited about it. It's for members and listeners alike. Anyone can go sign up. You know, you don't need a lot of information. Sign up takes 3 seconds. And then you can post and chat with anybody who signed up, any of the podcasters on the network. Lots of the podcasters are very involved in the conversations that go on there. Myself, a little bit excluded from that because I've been working on other things, so on and so forth. I don't really get involved in the conversations too much, although I do read some of them. But also with other listeners. So the podcasters and the listeners, we all get together and have great conversations. So now, the Best of the Left has its own section on the forum, and you can find it eventually, although it's not connected at the moment, but BOTL, as in Best of the Left, BOTLcommunity.com will take you to my section of the forum. That'll be the easy way to find it and bookmark it and all that great stuff. So you can try that. Maybe by the time you hear this, it'll work, but as of this moment that I'm speaking, it doesn't work. What does work is going to bestoftheleftpodcast.com and finding the community section of the website. There's a whole new section there with lots of information, kind of the background. I just typed this thing up last night, explained what's going on, how it's going to work, that sort of thing. So I would recommend going to my website, thebestoftheleftpodcast.com, checking that out, and then from there connecting to the forum. Oh my, I'm trying to keep this short, and I'm running out of breath, so hopefully this won't go on much longer. But, so I'm just going to explain how the forum's going to work, and you can get an idea of what I'm talking about now, and maybe when you go check out the forum, you can just rewind and listen to this show again as you go through the forum so you understand everything. So once you find the forum, what you're going to be looking at, it's a big black screen, and it says New Media Revolutionaries at the top, and you will see a section for general discussion. That's anything you want to talk about the Best of the Left. That's the section we're talking about, you know, with the just my section, just my listeners, that sort of thing. Of course, anyone's invited. Ways to help the show, which hasn't really been filled out yet, but it's there. But then the most important one is the BOTL Contributor Project. That's what we're talking about today. And so going back just real quickly, these are the suggestions I made in the last show when I said, I can't take it anymore. I need your help. Here's how you can help. Number one is gather information about segments you'd like to hear in the show. To gather information, you're just listening to any of your political shows as you normally would. When you hear something you like, anything between about 2 and 10 minutes long, you write down the name of the show, the date of the podcast, the podcast release date, the time that the show, the time that the segment starts and stops, just a half a sentence description of what it is. The descriptive word, is it about Iraq, is it about the economy, is it about Bush is a moron, whatever you like, just kind of to categorize it, something so that we all know what you're talking about. And so that's just gathering information, zero technical skills required, nothing like that. So what I originally said was you can just email that stuff to me and I would clip it out. That's now going to be on the forum. This is a community project. Let me continue. The second way is to edit actual clips to be sent in. So you could do the same thing where you're gathering the information. And if you would like, Mac or PC, there's, I talked about it a little bit. If you have a Mac, then chances are very high that you have GarageBand that comes free, and it's very simple to use. And you can edit clips with that. If you use a PC, there is free audio editing software called Audacity, and it's very simple to use. Also, just edit the clips, cut them out, send them in. So that's part two. Those are, anyone who's interested in doing that sort of thing, just once or twice a week or however much you like, that's an essential part of the project, obviously, because you got to edit the clips. And if we end up with many, many, many clips, it's much easier for, 10 or 20 or 50 people to all edit one than for me to do them all. So that's part of it. Keep in mind, everything I'm talking about is explained in great detail on the forum. So if you're interested in any of how any of this sounds, you're going to be going to this forum to get all the details. And then the third that I mentioned that I didn't think anyone would actually be interested in was doing some guest editing. And I was surprised, very surprised, that people are actually interested in that. So I'm totally open to that idea. You can do some guest editing if you're if you have the ability, if you have a microphone that can record your voice with at least a relatively high sound quality. I mean, believe me, I know I'm very much solidly in the moderately decent sound quality range, nowhere near the high quality. But as long as, we can understand you and it's clear and, we set a minimum amount of, quality standards on just on the audio side of it, the vocal, et cetera, et cetera. If you're interested in all that guest editing, guest hosting, I'm totally up for that. And there's a little bit of information on the forum for that as well. But my guess is that there's not many of you out there, so I would just like to correspond with you directly. It's going to get, techie, inside baseball, deep, deep behind the scenes kind of conversation. So that's not something that needs to be, discussed broadly, because it just doesn't. It's just not interesting to most people. So if you're interested in that, being a guest, contributor or editor or whatever you want to call it, then drop me a line and we'll talk about it. We'll see how that'll pan out in the future. So what you're going to do when you get to this forum, it's the Best of the Left community forum, and you're going to think to yourself, I'd like to help, but I don't know what the hell is going on here. So what you're going to do is go to the link that says, what the hell is going on here, and how do I help? This is basically the frequently asked questions section, and that's where you're going to want to start. So once you're in there, there is the first six sections that are there are, those are the big questions. Those are, how does this system work? What's going on? And I suggest you just go through one at a time. One of them actually says, how does this system work and what's my part to play? And I mean, first of all, your part to play is whatever you want it to be. Whatever you're interested in doing, however you want to help, as much as you want to help or as little as you want to help, it's all great because it's, we all throw into the same pool together, and then that pool is what, provides the energy and the content and, the motivation for the show. So I guarantee that right now there are enough people who want to help that this is going to work. And I'm very, very encouraged by that and very enthusiastic about the future. But of course, don't get the wrong idea, like, oh, there are so many people who want to help, that means that I don't have to anymore. I would check in, see how everything is going. One day, when we get 500 people who are all trying to help, then we'll have too many. Then we will have more than we need. But we don't have 500 people who want to help right now. So really, if you are at all interested, just if you want to take a look to see if anything that's going on is something that you could help out with, check in here, see how the system works, and then if you have the time to contribute in whatever way you want to, please do. It'll be greatly appreciated by me and the rest of the community, because that's what it's going to be. It's a community effort. So just to very briefly describe how this is going to work, I've laid out the details of how to submit the information about clips or segments, whatever you want to call them, and I've included information on how to edit the clips and send them in. So what I have is, you know, those are the technical details, but the way the forum works is I basically have an inbox and an outbox. The inbox is for the information, raw segment information. That's the name of the section. And it has a list of an incomplete list of all of the shows that the clips can or should be pulled from. And, you know, don't let the list constrain you. If you have something from some show that's not on the list, we can just add a section for that show. No big deal at all. So there's one whole section that's filled with a list of shows, and for each show, that's where the raw information about clips will be stored. And from this list, we you know, anybody who wants to edit anything can go to that list and find something that hasn't been edited yet and kind of take that as their own, and they can say, I'm going to take this, so don't anyone else do it. This, we're going to prevent a lot of, you know, duplicate work going on with this system. So that's the inbox, is the raw segment information. And then the outbox basically is the other section that's titled edited segment clip. Boy, I should really have that right up and ready to go so that I can talk about it. The clipped and submitted segments section. And it's basically the outbox to say that this clip has been edited. No one else has to do it. It's done. Or, you know, and basically, or I have taken responsibility for this and I'm going to edit it, so no one else has to. So when you're looking to edit a clip, you can go through this list, see what's already been taken, and then you can find the stuff that hasn't been taken and then take that for your own. See, you're listening, maybe you're in your car, maybe, you know, you're doing your emails, you're at work, whatever you're doing, maybe you can't visualize this. So it's just the overview. Trust me, just check it out, and the details are worked out. Well, you know, of course I say the details are worked out because I wrote out as many of the details as I could think of, but there's stuff wrong. There's stuff wrong I don't even know about yet, I guarantee it. There's this computer term that, I'm kind of new to this whole internet revolution. You know, being a content provider on the internet is very new to me. I've always been a kind of a consumer of information up to this point. So I've gotten into a bit of the terminology I didn't know before. So for anyone who isn't familiar with computer terminology, there's the word beta, which, I mean, it's been used a million times throughout, you know, human history since Latin was invented. But beta in computer language means I would like for you to use my product, but I promise that it won't work right. That's basically what that word means, is, I don't know. I don't know if they've ever released one, but like something like iTunes beta. It's like, this is iTunes, we'd like for you to use it, but we promise it's broken. And this is how people, they kind of use the public to work out the kinks in systems. So what we have here is the Best of the Left Community beta edition. It seems to look nice. It seems like I've got the kinks worked out. It seems like in my head I know how it's going to work. Yet I call it beta because I promise you it's broken in some way. I don't know how yet, but you're going to come, you're going to use it, you may be confused, which would then lead to frustration, and then you would give up and not want to help. So don't do that. Don't get frustrated. Get confused and ask questions. There is a section in the what the hell is going on and how do I help section that says, ask any questions you have here. Go to that section and ask any questions you have. This is going to provide a place where lots of questions are going to get answered, obviously, either by me or by any other anyone else on the forum can post there as well. We can all throw out our ideas and work through problems that way. And also, it's just going to be a wealth of information. And if you're frustrated not understanding how the system works, then you'll just get your question answered, and we'll all get on the same page. So if you haven't used a forum before, it's very straightforward. It's like a flow chart, basically. It's folders inside of folders inside of folders. It's all sections and topics and threads, and it's just a flow chart in a forum or message board system. So if you don't know how to use it, it's pretty simple. You just got to play around with it for a day or an hour or 10 minutes or whatever, and you'll get it pretty good. So when you go there, you do have to sign up. It's username and password. That's very, very simple. And then you can post anywhere you like for as long as you like. No, membership hassles or anything like that. So just go check it out. See the frequently asked questions section that says start here. Read through, section by section. I strongly believe that you'll get it. You'll see how the system works. Contributors, editors, and possibly eventually producers, as in guest hosts of the show. These are all the ways that we're going to come together as a community of listeners and contributors to build this show in such a way that it really can, last for years and years. I mean, talk about grassroots media and user provided content. I mean, this is what the new media revolution is all about. We're not depending on the editors from on high to disseminate information, in the trickle down fashion of the standard old media, but the people at the bottom, we're all the people at the bottom listening here, except for maybe some, journalists or editors who may be listening, but we're all at the bottom. We can all get together. We can build our own show with the information we want to hear and build upwards that way. That's what this whole thing is about. And besides, because you never know when I'm going to, get a real life or a job that I actually enjoy that doesn't let me have so much free time. This show should be something that's not dependent on me personally. This show is something that can be built as a community. And so I think, therefore, it should be built as a community, not just by one person. So, because as we just saw, if I get tired of doing it, then the show stops dead. There's nothing and no one to keep it going. But with this new system, I think that I could eventually get to the point where, if I have a job or take a vacation or quit altogether or become a Republican, that the show could keep going without me. And I think that would be great. I think that's one of the highest, um, one of the highest levels of success is to build something that can, live longer than you, or that can survive on past your own involvement. If the ringleader dies out, but the message and the project move on, then that means that whoever built that project really did a good job. So, partly that's what this is all about, is that one day I might, for whatever completely unforeseen reason, just not be able to be involved. But I think it's an important, vehicle for information. I mean, I certainly like it. I mean, if I weren't producing it, you can bet I'd be listening to it. And so I would like for this show to be able to go on for years and years. And if that is possible, the only way it's possible is with a community effort. So that's what we're going to do. Hopefully you share my vision, see what I'm talking about, agree with my interpretation of the facts on the ground as they stand, and will be willing to kind of be a part of this. I think that it'll be really great. I think it'll be a really great experience to be a part of, and kind of see what happens from here. As I said, I'm really excited, not just because I'm confident that it'll work, but I think we're charting uncharted territory right now. This is, to the best of my knowledge, it'll become the first, at least for politics, the first entirely listener supported and listener built podcast in the world. And I mean, when you're dealing with a new medium like ours, you get to have these opportunities to be the first to do something, and I think that we're going to be the first to build and run and sustain a podcast as a community instead of as an individual. So I think we're in for exciting times, maybe a bit of a roller coaster ride. In any case, get yourself involved. If you emailed me asking how to help, this is the answer to you. I mean, the response to my, my call to the cavalry was much greater than I expected. And so all of you who were so enthusiastic to help, I mean, people just started sending in clips immediately, or clips or just information about clips. I mean, the reaction was instantaneous, and it was really, really encouraging. So for all of you who had all of that energy right away to contact me to kind of get this party started, take all that energy and redirect it towards the forum. You're going to be the base of the community. If there's anyone interested in, if you've dealt with forums before, if you've dealt with, groups like this, interacting with groups, if you're interested in being even more involved, such as kind of helping to moderate the conversation as it goes on, as you all go and you read what I've written about my vision of how this is going to work, you may see that it requires a lot of human interaction. Not much of it is automated. That may change in the future. I've had one or two conversations about different ways of doing this. Nothing that can be set up quickly at all, but maybe way, way down the line, we can have a better system, more automated system in place. But for now, it takes, I mean, it's all just running on blood, sweat, and tears and communication right now. So if you're interested in kind of helping to oversee, helping to moderate, just be kind of my my eyes by proxy in the discussion forum, Make sure, you know, if people are confused about anything, help answer questions. You know, if you're interested in helping out in that sort of way, please, I mean, just make yourself known on the forum or by emailing me or whatever you want to do. And we'll get something set up so that, you know, we can kind of work out this system. But so basically what I'm saying is go check it out, and your questions will help better the system. So don't get frustrated and quit. Get frustrated and ask, and hopefully your questions will be answered or problems will pop up and they'll get smoothed out eventually. So I've gotten to the point, I believe, where I'm essentially saying the same things over and over again in slightly different ways, which is how I very consistently irritate my friend who I talk to about different things all the time. And my usual tactic is to watch her expression, and as she looks back at me with kind of a glazed look on her face, my assumption is that, well, she must not understand what I mean yet, so I'll keep going. Whereas the fact of the matter is that she actually understood what I meant about 30 minutes ago and is fighting to stay awake while I continue to reiterate the same point over and over again. And so now, since I'm speaking into a microphone in my bedroom by myself, I don't even have anyone to give me a blank stare. So my assumption was that I should just kind of keep talking. But I will go ahead and bring this to an end and assume that if you don't know what I'm talking about, then, I mean, I don't know, maybe I don't want your help anyways. But if you're that confused, because it's just so easy to get clarification that the only thing you need to remember is to go to bestoftheleftpodcast.com and find the link to the Best of the Left community and then start reading. And you know, it's not a novel. And it's easy to figure out. And once we all figure out how things work, the clips are going to start coming in. I will be able to start compiling and editing, producing, and getting the show back on the air. Because, I mean, isn't that what it's all about anyways? I mean, you know, building a community and we all get in a circle and hold hands and sing campfire songs is great. Don't get me wrong. But this is all about building a successful show and getting the word out and informing the people. We've got elections coming, after all, as many of you pointed out, as maybe this is a bad time to put the show on hiatus, seeing as we're in such a crucial period of our nation's history. And I couldn't agree more. So let's get the show on the road. I expect lots of, you know, not necessarily emails. You don't have to email me unless you have something really specific, some comments that you want to send me. But otherwise, head to the forum, post it. And, you know, if you got comments, you know, discussion topics, go to the general discussion section and start a conversation, ask some questions, get some feedback from other people. There should be, you know, I'm expecting no less than a flood of people to show up over the weekend, and we're going to get this started. So, you know, hopefully over the next week, we will be compiling all of the clips we need for shows, and then, so let's go ahead and set, you know, maybe this is ambitious, I don't know, but let's go ahead and say that this show is being posted on a Friday. That's, you know, it's Thursday night for me right now. It's being posted Friday, and so let's say a week from Monday, so a week and, you know, 3 days. Let's set that as the new launch date for the show, and if everyone comes together and gets this done, then, you know, we all do our parts, and I will absolutely do my part and get this show back up and running. And now that my throat is completely dry from talking for too long, I will sign off and thank you all in advance. Advance for the support you will be giving, but just thank you regularly for all of the support that you have already given. And we're going to move forward from here and be part of a revolution. I think it's silly to refer to it as anything less, because media has never been produced this way, as far as I know, and it's going to be great. I'm proud to be a part of it, and proud to have all of you coming along with me. Have a good one, everybody. I'll see you in the forum.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.